I'm well, thank you very much.
So I've heard you speaking about this situation before. Obviously, broke on my show yesterday that Maria Sharapova has been banned for 2 years by the International Tennis Federation using that prohibited drug, meldonium. We know the story. We've seen it all. And she is going to appeal this ban. And with this situation going off right now, how do you understand this appeal going through, the likelihood of it succeeding? Can you sort of clear this up a little bit more than the statements have been revealed?
Well, she'll be appealing to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, and then that is her right to do that. Currently, as you've already stated, she is under a 2-year ban, which was implemented by the International Tennis Federation. She will be seeking to reduce that 2-year ban to something more like, probably more like 1 year. Her defense in the case itself was that she bore no significant fault or negligence for the positive test. And under those circumstances, if she can establish that, then her ban may be reduced to 1 year. However, she was not able to establish it in the case itself. And therefore, that's why she is currently under a 2-year ban.
The name doping, the word doping, has been thrown around so much recently, obviously with everything that's been going on in athletics. And it is just very much under a spotlight at the moment. And athletes who are taking certain substances that they thought maybe were okay, such as this meldonium that Maria's been taking for a long time, it seems that the waters are a little bit murky at the moment. And there needs to be a lot of clarity before athletes do take a lot of supplements or drugs at the moment. I mean, do you think we'll see a lot more of these kind of cases coming soon?
There's certainly been a lot of cases involving this particular substance. WADA made this substance, or made this a prohibited substance, taking effect from the 1st of January of this year. They'd done a monitoring exercise in 2015 and found that an awful lot of athletes were testing positive for this particular substance, which at that stage was not prohibited. And that is why they put it on their prohibited list for 2016, because they found athletes were taking it for performance enhancing reasons. And that is why Maria Sharapova was taking it. The tribunal made it very clear in their 32-page judgment. They said the only conclusion they can come to is that Maria Sharapova was taking this particular substance for performance-enhancing purposes. She may have been taking it for medical purposes in 2006 or whenever it was she started taking it. However, their conclusion, based on how she was taking it, when she was taking it, was that she was now taking it for performance-enhancing reasons.
Seems that they've got some pretty damning evidence with that then in that case. Do you see her appeal succeeding?
The evidence is extremely damning. I mean, they conclude with the fact that she was the author of her own misfortune. Athletes, when they sign doping control forms, are supposed to list the substances that they are taking, medicinal substances or whatever, supplements or that kind of thing. She never put this particular substance on the list of substances she was taking on these forms. There was this substance and two others that she never listed. And only a few people, only about 3 or 4 people in her whole entourage, knew that she was taking this substance. One of them was her father. One of them, I think, was the agent from IMG who looked after her her portfolio for the organization. And I think another was the Russian team doctor. And we all know how trustworthy the Russian team doctors have been recently.
Yeah, it's not like they've covered themselves in any glory, really, is it? It does make you kind of wonder, doesn't it, that whether more of these stories are going to come out very soon, and also just why they think, well, we can still do it. It's okay. We can still get away with it. I mean, I'm a forgetful person at best of times, but to not tell other people about. I'm on this substance which might get me in a lot of trouble. I kind of see that as a bit of a weak argument.
That's right. They were really scathing in how they viewed her reasons for taking this particular substance and her excuses for not listing it. I mean, she has an enormous entourage behind her. She is the wealthiest female athlete in the world. It's not as if she's a young, impressionable, inexperienced athlete just beginning to kind of rise up the rankings, who may be a little naive in terms of doping control and these kinds of issues and education around doping control. She is very, very experienced, as I said, with an enormous entourage behind her, massive resources. And yet she continued to, she did fail to list this particular substance, failed to notify people that she was taking this substance. I mean, the one thing that went in her favor was almost her own stupidity. The panel made it clear she did not know that this substance had become a prohibited substance. And that is why she didn't get a four-year ban. If she'd known this substance had become a prohibited substance, she would have got a four-year ban. So the fact that she didn't know and therefore continued to take it, they said, you know, she was so blamed as to how she was taking it, she couldn't possibly have known it had become a prohibited substance. But of course she should have known, because there was lots of information that came out. It is the duty of every player to make sure they know exactly what they are putting into their body. And she flagrantly disregarded this.
Yeah, very much so. And this seems to have been another situation that's flared up elsewhere in the world of football as well, hasn't it? With Mamadou Sarko, I'm sure you've kept across that case very, very recently, with him being banned for 30 days provisionally, of course. And it's emerged that he took that ban himself. He didn't want anything on the club. And now they're not taking any further action over this supposed fat burner. And there's talk of legal action against UEFA with this. I mean, from a legal standpoint, if a player can come away, you know, kind of proving their innocence a little bit, what are their chances of making a successful charge against the doping authorities and the, say, like the UEFA or the ITF?
Well, if a player ultimately proves that they are innocent, well, then that they so if a player wishes to prove their innocence, then they go down the normal appeals process. I mean, this has been, there was a really important case involving a German speed skater that has been going on for years and years and years, and it is still going on. She appealed to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. She lost there. She then appealed to the Swiss Federal Tribunal, which oversees the Court of Arbitration for Sport. She lost there. She then appealed again to the Swiss Federal Tribunal. She lost there again. Then she appealed to the German district court. She won her case in the German district court, which looked at issues around the authority itself of the Court of Arbitration for Sport. You know, there was a possibility if she'd won her case, then the authority of the Court of Arbitration for Sport itself would have been called into question. However, they then appealed to the German federal court, and she has just lost only a couple of days ago the latest case. I would guess that she's going to continue to try and fight this. But if a player can ultimately prove they've been wronged, then they will be reinstated. They will get their prize money reinstated again. And I guess ultimately they could sue for compensation. But I think Maria Sharapova is a long way from proving that that she's been wronged at all.
Yes, I think this one's going to rumble on, but I don't think she's going to come out of this smelling of roses without a doubt. Peter, thank you so much for joining us today to clear a lot of this up. It's been interesting to get your perspective on it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.